604-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And again, amen. This is that time for you to get ready. To get ready, because you already know the man of the hour is in the house. That's right, the man of the hour is in the house. And that is none other than in the person of Pastor King Arthur LaValle. He's in the house. He's getting ready to come. I'm trying to get my sound here together for him too. So I just need y'all to bear with me a little bit. But I want y'all to get your Bibles out. Amen. Get your Bibles out. Get everything out. Get your Bibles out. Get them out because he's in the house. Amen. I'm trying to get my sound together here. It's not. Oh, shoot, I ain't going to get the sound together. I got the wrong thing going here, y'all. Amen. I'm trying to get him going, and I ain't got it going right myself. So y'all hold tight with what you got. But King Arthur is in the house. He's here, and I want you all to get ready. Get your Bibles out. Get your pencil and paper out. Get all of those things out because he is in the house. He's going to be sharing the word of God with you to keep you motivated, to keep you in the right direction, to empower you, to infuse your life. Because that's what it's all about. It's about being empowered and infused. Amen. And to realize who you really are. See, one thing about it is he often says, if you don't know who you are, the enemy going to cheat you out of what you're supposed to be. You hear what I said? If you don't know who you are, I love that about King Arthur. He's going to cheat you out of what you're supposed to be because he ain't nothing but a squatter. Amen. So I believe the man of God is back. Amen. He's back. And so we're going to turn the flow over to him, none other than in the person of King Arthur LaValle.
We come into your gate, Father, with thanksgiving. With praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. And you're worthy of all our praise, Father. And Lord, as we come, Father, all the way into the sanctuary, into this holy place, Father, the ministry of your word, the holy place, to worship you. And Father, that you would draw us nearer, all the way behind the veil, so that not only we might worship you, that we might commune and fellowship with you all the days of our lives, so that we might know that that's the hope of our calling, that we may know you, that we may commune with you, that we might fellowship with you, that we might have, every last one of us, personal relationships with you. All the way behind the veil, Father, into that relationship, into your presence. Father, we ask that your kingdom come and your will be done. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to know that that is your kingdom and that is your will. That we may commune with you, fellowship with you, dwelling in your presence forever. Feasting at your table forever. Eating the king's food forever. Living the king's life forever. Walking and talking with you not only in the cool of the day, in all of the day. Dwelling in your presence. Loving you because you first loved us. And we'll be careful, Father, to always make sure that we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, my Father, for drawing us, Lord, into that place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. So that we may go to the Father and ask him anything concerning what you've done. And we could know that he hears. Because of what you've done, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Our little finite minds can't even the best. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm reminded of the song that said, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Remember a song my mama used to sing like that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did. But you did, but you did, but you did. You made the way. Thank you. Now, Holy Spirit, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we allow you to lead us and guide us into the reality of that. I give you free reign. I give you all of me. not just a portion of my life, but I give you everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. I humble myself under your mighty hand, and I say, Lord, if I can help you reconcile your people back unto you, you can use me. I say unto you, Lord. And I say unto you, not only concerning myself, but all those, Lord, who would be in agreement with that, we say unto you, if you need us, we're available. If you call us, we'll respond. Whatever we can do for you, what can we, whatever you need from us, Lord, we want you to know that we're here. You can use us for your glory. Father, we'll be careful to give you again all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Amen. Now, I thank God for the body, I thank God for people. I thank God for all the people. I thank God for all the people who walk together in like faith. Even in those who operate in different cliques and different denominations and different philosophies and different ideologies. And I thank God, you know, that in all of that is just pieces of a puzzle that when it's fitly joined together, man, represent one thing, one people, one faith, one Lord, one God, baptized into one doctrine. Not none of the doctrines that we set up, but one doctrine was that one government. What the king said. What who said? What the Most High God said. Boy, there's a treasure, mighty men and mighty women of God out there. That hid in the field. And if you discover that treasure, you sell everything that you got and you come back and you get that field. And man, you have that treasure that's in that field. And man, you will have arrived. Then you'll cease from all your works and you'll enter into a rest that you never dreamed possible. Well, you know that even in the midst of all the storms of life, and even in the midst of all the calamities, even in the midst of all the pandemics, the good, the bad, the ugly, the good marriages, the bad marriage, the poor people, the rich people, the old struggling, in the midst of all of that, you can know that you know that you know that you know that everything is all right. I don't care what's going on. What the king says is what goes. I hear what everybody else say, and everybody entitled to their opinion. And listen, I would never try to cheat nobody out of their opinion, because that's their opinion and they're entitled to that. God gave every last one of us free will. So I had no right to deny nobody of their will or nothing. Really, I just listen. And I don't try to impose, man, you know, nothing on nobody. I just I just discovered something. I discovered a